of showers early this morning. There they go. And we'll have a partly sunny, pleasantly cooler, low humidity day. Middle 80s, the northwest wind will feel good at 10 to 18 miles an hour. Clear, calm, and cool tonight. Forget about the fan. 60 degrees and cooler off the blacktop. Sunny and pleasant, mid 80s for tomorrow and 60s tomorrow night. Wednesday, we turn the wind back southerly. We crank the temperature up to 90 to 92. Might be a scattered thunderstorm, and that'll be the leader of another 3 to 4 day heat wave, back heading toward 95 to 100 degrees by the time the week is over. So, showers out, sun up, new day, new week, new month. Same old weather guy.
All right, Earl, we'll see you in an hour.
And four down, bye.
Okay, goodbye. Today is Monday, August the 1st. The highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne was 96 in 1953 and 55, and the chilliest on record for this date, 49 in 1952. The sun will rise this morning at 5:36, set at 7:57 tonight. By the way, you people out west won't be able to hear us loud until about 5:45 now that we're in the month of August. Yesterday, we received 34 hundredths of an inch at the airport of precipitation, not nearly enough for the farmers. We had 2.36 inches for the month of August, or 1.03 officially below normal, and 212 minutes of sunshine, or 41% of possible. In the chilliest city in the nation at 2 o'clock this morning, War Road, Minnesota, Dave, with 56 degrees.
At last report, Indianapolis, mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. It's clear and 68 at South Bend. Here in Fort Wayne, the relative humidity 76%, winds out of the west at 8, the barometer rising from 29.98. Clear skies, 70 degrees at the airport, 73 degrees here at WoWo.
All right, and it's 26 minutes after 5, after 6 in Ohio and Michigan, and in just a moment we'll get over to Dave and his guest.
The History of Evolution from Bob Dunn Ford Leasing. In the beginning, the wheel, then the Model A. Today, you lease. Lease the car you need through the Ford Authorized Leasing System. Bob Dunn Ford Leasing Incorporated Vanwart is proud to be an affiliate of the Ford Authorized Leasing System. Bob Dunn is licensed for leasing in 27 states in the Wovoland listening area. When you need a car, you need Bob Dunn Ford Leasing Vanwart, Ohio. Contact your business anywhere in the country with a reliable means of transportation. Lease the car you need from Bob Dunn. No matter where your business travel takes you, travel in comfort and style in the car of your choice. Leasing arrangements are easily made through Bob Dunn Leasing Incorporated, an affiliate of Ford Authorized Leasing System. Local or national businesses, Bob Dunn is the answer to your transportation needs. Fleet or individual leasing is handled expertly by Bob Dunn. Let Bob Dunn show you and your company how to save money by leasing through them and the Ford Authorized Leasing System. When you need a car, you need Bob Dunn Ford Leasing. Van Wert, specializing in Ford Motor Products.
By the way, the Bloodmobile today will be at the Allen Wells chapter here in Fort Wayne from 9 till noon. Call for an appointment. At Lincoln Life West in Fort Wayne from 9 till noon also, and at the American Legion Hall in Fort Recovery, Ohio, from noon till 6 Ohio time. Now, Dave, right over to you and your guest.
I have as my guest this morning on our Little Red Barn program, Bill Roars from over in Defiance County, Ohio, and we're going to spend our time here this morning visiting with Bill about this year's wheat harvest. And I guess, Bill, want to kind of start off kind of finding out what some things we might have learned from this year's wheat harvest.
Yeah, and I think it is important to try to learn from practice when you're into it. Generally, our harvest was very good. We had some fine yields. We had no rains during harvest, practically, and this rarely happens, that we don't have moisture at harvest, and that's usually, it is a problem. But our earlier weather was really pretty harsh. We had a lot of rain and lots of rains, but it was so variable throughout, you know, throughout the county, throughout this whole area. Some areas may have a 3/10, where just down the road they'd have 6, 5, 6, 7 inches in the same rain. Well, I know farmers have and will show some pretty different yield results because of this, and I think that's now's the time to really look at it. We're about done, but now's the time we have it on our mind, and now's the time to look at it. And we should make some mental and some written notes, and I think the main thing we know is yield. But then these cultural practices, the things which we like to see, like when we're harvesting, and things we can tell from the combine seat. And one thing I want to talk about today is, you know, did we seed treat, and did it pay off, or would it have paid off if we had seed treated? This is something which we're pushing quite a bit, and we want to, you know, give it some thought now. And really, sowing wheat will be here in about, 9, 10 weeks. I think it's about right. And plowing will start about any time now, and seed selection soon after. So this whole thing is something which is a process we'll go through right now.
Bill, you mentioned noticing some of the things going on out in the wheat field from the combine. What's some of those things that we might have in our minds right now?
Okay, we saw lots of good fields where there was not much wrong. However, we also saw some smutty wheat heads, some shriveled heads, lodging, insect damage stems, and quite a few weeds. So I think what I'd say is let's don't make the same mistakes again. Let's let the natural mistakes occur and don't make the same ones which we know is a mistake right to begin with. Now, too, you know, might talk about smuts. Stinking smut or bunt is another word for it, but it is really common. And about all varieties are susceptible to this, just bred into them. And seed treatment is really our only control for these things. Loose smut, varieties generally have been bred to be resistant, and this is our best control to have resistant varieties. Then we run into the powdery mildews, rust, take-all, crown rot, virus diseases. Crop varieties range from fair to good in the resistance of these, and we should find some university or company plot that says, you know, what do we have, you know, available. And they are not controlled by seed treatments, and it may take some kind of foliar fungicide spray and some time to do this. Then the crown and the root rot diseases, many times these are soil-borne. So you have them in the soil, and they're aggravated by wet, cool conditions, which we had this year. You get dwarfing, stunning, premature ripening, lodging. For instance, take-all, you can just tell them when you got it, the root hairs are gone, you can just pull the entire plant right up out of the ground. Another thing is wheat scab or head blight. You generally just run into shriveled grain and low test weight, and we don't want either of those. And about all varieties are susceptible to this. The same bacteria as gibberella in corn. So you have wheat following corn that's infested with gibberella, well, you can cause a lot of scab or head blight in wheat. It's kind of, you know, nice to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple of years ago we had wheat spindle streak mosaic, whoever named that thing. It is descriptive. And Septoria gloom blotch. We had one field that was estimated, I estimated 15-25% yield reduction while we plowed it under because it's about a 90, so I missed it, you know, that bad. But usually hot water brings it on, and here you should go with the resistant varieties, not follow wheat after wheat. That's very important.
Bill, was there any thing showing up this year as far as Haitian fly?
Right. We should really follow the Hessian fly free date because I think I found my first Hessian fly problem this year. It was only like 1 out of 100 and the stalks that were cut or fallen over. And I thought it would be higher up on the stem, but it was right down to crown. By all means, I think if farmers in the area ignore this date, we're going to have a severe problem this year, and I've been proven wrong up till now, but I think this is in a field that was sown at fly-free date, but we had a real extended warm period, and maybe the prediction of the safeness for the fly-free date was just not there. So, there is no percentage to me in putting wheat out real early, so I think we're really taking a chance when we do that. So wait till fly-free date, wherever it is in your area, and then you're pretty much assured of missing an egg-laying stage.
Okay, very good. Bill, we're out of time this hour. We'll come back and talk more about this year's wheat harvest in the next hour. We're visiting with Bill Roars from Defiance County, Ohio.
Indiana Bank has the solution to earning high rates while you have weekly access to your funds. It's our Every Tuesday account. The interest rates you earn are targeted to be higher than those offered by money market funds, and you will be insured by the FDIC. When you open your Every Tuesday account, you will also receive a free gold MasterCard. Don't take chances with money funds that are not federally insured. The solution is the premium interest Every Tuesday account, only at Indiana Bank. Member FDIC. Minimum deposit required.
1983 is the ninth year for Farm Focus, which is recognized as one of the finest farm shows in the Corn Belt. This is your chance to see all types of tillage operations, as well as visit companies who will demonstrate the latest in farming techniques. Over 300 companies have displays in the 35-acre commercial exhibit area. Ohio State University features clinics on farm management, crop production, animal science, and conservation. The entire Farm Focus 83 covers 700 acres of prime farmland. At this year's Farm Focus, August 2nd and 3rd, you'll glimpse over 150 different herbicide weed control treatments on corn and soybeans during the 45-minute wagon tour conducted by the Farm Focus staff. And at the show plot, you'll see over 140 different corn and soybean varieties. Of course, there'll be field demonstrations, too. Farm Focus 83 is August 2nd and 3rd. It's located about 7 miles northeast of Van Wert, Ohio on Slane Road. Other highlights of Farm Focus 83 include a tractor-driving rodeo, women's programs, energy land, and a tractor pull. August 2nd at the Van Wert County Fairgrounds.
Thank you, Paul. Right now, let's remind everybody, this is the Little Red Barn. Dave Russell back from vacation, and we're coming your way from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dave, over to you for that update.
In the headlines, a boating accident on Lake James yesterday afternoon claimed the life of a Wauseon, Ohio man, 32-year-old David Fitzsimmons. The wake of a motorboat caused the canoe he was riding in to tip over. A Lima, Ohio woman, 25-year-old Sarah Meredith, was killed last night about 10 o'clock in a two-car accident on State Route 65 north of Lima. Police say her car swerved into the path of another vehicle. In East Allen County, school teachers have ratified a new 3-year contract. It calls for a 5.4% pay increase. And a community information and referral service begins today here in Fort Wayne. You can get help by dialing 426-HELP. Special U.S. Envoy Richard Stone met yesterday with a Salvadoran rebel leader in Bogota, Colombia. A Stone spokesman said Stone hopes to bring the rebels and the government together. And the U.S. negotiator in the Middle East, Robert McFarlane, met today with Lebanese officials, beginning his new job of trying to get foreign troops out of that country. From the Wobble Weather Station, meteorologist Earl Finkel says partly sunny and less humid today, a high in the mid-80s, north winds to 18. Tonight, clearing skies, a low of 60 with light north winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 85. And Wednesday's outlook, partly sunny, a chance for some late showers, a high Wednesday of 90. At last report, clear skies, 70 degrees at the airport, 73 degrees here at Wobble.
All right. Well, come on, Pepper. Let's head out to the barn. Speaking of dogs, I wanted to mention one thing in my shirt pocket this morning. I'm going to stuff an Irish setter. A chestnut-colored Irish setter has been missing about 30 days. The owner has tried every way to get him back. An Irish setter lost in the New Haven area. He's 10 years old. And if any of you people know of anyone who has found an Irish setter in the last 30 days, you're to call Mike at work during the daytime, 744-3418. That's 744-3418, and ask for Mike. Well, Dave, did you have a good vacation?
Very nice, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, feel rested and ready to get back to it, I guess.
I went up to my hideaway over the weekend. Rob Westerby, who was on the air all night, he and Juanita Hayes Westerby now, they had a week at my hideaway, and they said they went swimming about twice each day, and they just had a great time.
Oh, I'll bet. They had nice weather.
Yep, they had a good weather for that.
Finally got a little rain anyway.
Yeah, but I'm sure the farmers didn't get nearly enough.
Probably not, but boy, it was sure nice to see it when it did, except it came a little hard.
Oh.
Boy, it
about
rained.
9 o'clock, we had a downpour in Fort Wayne yesterday morning.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I tried. I tried everything I knew how to get it to rain. Left the car windows down, you know. Yeah. I went over home and just tried everything, but nothing was working.
We had officially, a third of an inch, 3,400s here. The way it was coming and the way it rained during the night, I thought maybe we'd end up with an inch or an inch and a half here in the Fort Wayne area.
Yeah.
And it was spotty all over the area. Some poor farmers, I'll bet, didn't get a drop.
Probably.
Maybe we'll hear later on. Maybe somebody will call us and give us some idea of rainfall amounts around here.
You got along all right with Jim last week?
Oh, very fine.
Good.
Oh, he's a nice young man, and he did a great job.
Good. I took your advice. I didn't turn the radio on, you know.
Good.
Even though I woke up every morning between 3 and 3:30.
Yeah.
But I just went back to bed, rolled
That's
over.
The way if I have the radio on on vacation, I can see what buttons they're pressing. Even when I get the wrong button, I can see that,
Well, I took your advice. Didn't turn her on.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice
now
to be
let's
back.
Get along with music that we're out here. It's 21 and a half minutes before 6 here at the Little Red Barn.
We'll make your day, W-O-W-O, stereo.
This is Alabama.
The closer that you say to me. The look on your face brings out the man in me. Do I see a trace in your eyes of love? The closer you get, oh baby, the further I fall.
That's Alabama, and The Closer You Get. And while they were on, Dave, I got some rainfall reports. Bruce Bedwell called me, and he said he lives just northwest of Bern, and they had 1.2 inches of rainfall. And he has a friend, a relative, who lives just south of Bluffton, and they had 3 inches.
Gee whiz.
So as you can see how it varies, and here we've had only 34 hundredths officially at the airport here at Fort Wayne. So here again, just like in the past, it varies all over the area.
This is Dr. Bud Harmon, Director of Swine Research, on location at the Purina Research Farm.
We've been working on high-energy hog feeds for almost 10 years. In 1974, our high-octane brand Completes were the first of their kind on the market. Since then, we've introduced a 27 and a 38% supplement. In effect, we've taken the high-energy concept and applied it to three different rations. So no matter what a producer's grain situation, now there's a high-performance ration that fits.
See your Purina dealer today.
Not every morning runs like clockwork. Maybe you're rushing to get to work early, or you're hurrying the kids off to school. But that's no reason to do without the great taste of Bob Evans Farm sausage. Because we're introducing Bob Evans Brown and Serve sausage. It's the only Brown and Serve delivered fresh from the farm with all the hams and tenderloins included. We limit the fat, too. And unlike other Brown and Serve sausage, Bob Evans Brown and Serve comes in flavor-sealed pouches with no additives or preservatives. It all adds up to a sausage that's fresh and lean, delicious and quick. Matter of fact, if you had started cooking when I started talking, they'd be ready in just a few more minutes. That's why we say a Brown and Serve morning can still be a Bob Evans morning. And don't be surprised if folks around your house start saying, "Where'd you find the time for all this?" New Bob Evans Brown and Serve sausage. We do it right, or we don't do it.
Now we have things switched around here, I think, and Dave, right over to you for the markets.
On Friday, slaughter steers and heifers were a steady to 50 cents higher in lightly tested trade. The choice 2 to 4, 1,000 to 1,250-pound steers sold from 60 to 63. The choice 2 to 4, 900 to 1,100-pound heifers sold from 58.50 to 61. At South St. Paul on Friday, slaughter cows were steady. Utility and commercial 2 to 4 sold from 39 to 42. Cutter 1 to 3s went from 36 to 39. At the Eastern Terminal Markets, barrels and gilts were steady to 75 cents higher. Peoria steady to weak with instances 50 cents lower. Indianapolis was weak to a dollar lower. The 1 to 2s, 2 to 250 pounds, sold from 46 to 48.50. The Western Terminal Markets were steady to a dollar higher, selling from 46.50 to 48. In the direct trade, Illinois and Iowa was steady to firm. Indiana steady to 50 cents lower, selling from 45 to 47. At the interior markets of Iowa, Minnesota, the 1 to 2s, 2 to 230 pounds, sold from 45.50 to 48 and a quarter. Illinois, 45.50 to 46.75. Indiana, 44.50 to 47. And in Ohio, from 45 and a quarter to 47. At the Peoria terminal on Friday, the 1 to 2s, 2 to 230 pounds, sold from 46 to 48.50. St. Louis, 46 to 47.75. At Indianapolis on Friday, barrels and gilts were very slow, opening weak to 50 cents lower, closing 50 cents to a dollar lower with some unsold. The 1 to 2s, 210 to 250 pounds, sold from 47 to 48. The 1 to 3s, 370 to 450 pounds, went out at 34.50. Cattle on Friday at Indianapolis were not tested. There was no test of the sheep market as well. Compared to Thursday, the beef trade was very slow. The demand light to moderate, with steer and heifer carcasses steady to mostly a dollar higher late. Choice yield grade 3 steer carcasses were steady to a dollar higher at $94 to $95 for the 600 to 900 pounds. Heifer carcasses were steady to a dollar higher at $92 to $93 for the 550 to 700 pounds. Compared to Thursday, the fresh pork cut trade and demand was moderate in the central U.S. carlot area. Loins were $6 to $7 lower at $83 to $86 for the 14 to 17 pounds. Cattle slaughter under inspection last week totaled 668,000 head, 10,000 more than a week ago, 34,000 more than a year ago. Hog slaughter at 1,541,000 head was 42,000 more than a week ago, 184,000 more than a year ago. At South St. Paul on Friday, slaughter lambs were slow, a dollar to two lower. Choice and prime 95 to 120-pound spring lambs sold from 47 to 50. National egg markets had the trade sentiment steady to fully steady, except on the West Coast, where the market tone reflected some firmness in asking prices for this week's deliveries of large and heavier weight eggs. Cartoned egg movement ranged slow to moderate overall. Chicago eggs on Friday were steady. Extra large A's 71 to 78, with large A's 69 and a half to 70. New York eggs were steady. Extra large A's 72 to 74, with large A's 70 to 73.
I need a break from this 9-to-5, 'cause this day keeps dragging on. I got a taste for the taste of milk I know that will keep me moving on. I got a taste for the fresh, cold taste of milk, and nothing else will do.
Nothing keeps you going like the nourishment of milk.
I got a taste for the fresher taste. I've got a taste for milk.
Wouldn't some cold milk taste good right now?
Milk, the fresher refresher. Sponsored by American Dairy Association, your local dairy farmers.
Wheat futures were mixed. While the corn and soybeans were lower, nearby wheat contracts were supported by late producer buying. Corn and soybeans were pressured by talk that rain could develop over the weekend in much of the Midwest. Long liquidation also pressured soybeans, along with heavy delivery notices posted. Grains and soybeans broke sharply at mid-session, pressured by precious metals, interest rate, and foreign currency futures. On the Chicago Board of Trade close, September wheat was down a penny and, or excuse me, up a penny and a half at 372 and three quarters. December up a penny and a half at 390 and three quarters. March up a quarter cent at 398. September corn down two and a half at 320 and a quarter. December down two and three quarters at 325 and three quarters. March corn down three at 335 and three quarters. August beans were down 11 at 698 and a half. September down 11 and a half at 708 and one half. August soy oil down 54 points at 23.32. August soy meal down 270 a ton at 197.50. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle futures for August closed higher on commercial buying because of strong dressed beef prices and on ideas that cash cattle prices will be higher on Monday. Some short covering also supported prices. Long profit taking after gains last week pressured the distant contracts. Active feeder cattle futures also closed unchanged to 25 points lower. At the close, August cattle up 43 at 62.65, October down 20 at 60.47, December cattle were down 15 at 61.30. August steers were unchanged at 63.47, September steers down 20 at 62.75, October steers down 25 at 62 even. Hogs and pork bellies were lower except for August pork bellies, which closed higher. Expectations of lower cash hog prices on Monday prompted selling, partly of which was profit-taking following last week's rally. Weaker than expected midday fresh pork product prices also provided pressure, as did expectations of lower cash pork belly prices. February pork bellies were down the allowable daily limit. August hogs were down 58 at 46.32, October down 63 at 40.32, and December down 80 at 42.12. August bellies were up 100 points at 57.40.
All right, Dave, our general weather outlook, partly sunny, less humid, high in the mid-80s today. By the way, I know of a lost little kitty in the Graybill area. The kitty is from Illinois. It'll have a tag on it with Sarah. I think it answers the name of Snowball. If you find a little cat with a tag on it, Sarah, call this number today, 627-2282. That number again, 627-2282.
We'll get you started and on your way. Give us your morning. We'll make your day on WOWO.
Now, here is Merle Haggard. Haggard Cherokee Maiden. Dave, I have two other notes here. First of all, Mary Markland tells me that on the night of August 2nd, the day of August 1st and the night of August 2nd, we had a big frost. The ground was covered with frost. It just looked like snow back in 1920. How about that?
Is that? I'll be doggone.
And nationally, they say weather records for the month of July are being completed. They're all not good. Auburn in southeast Nebraska finished their driest July on record with less than one-tenth of an inch of rain, only 7 hundredths for the entire month. And those records date back to 1875.
Gee whiz.
We got smarts. We got style. We got fun.
We're the Young and Heirs.
And it's Heirs with the program for Back to School with Gloria Vanderbilt.
We're the Young and
growing up, growing out, growing fast,
growing tall. We're the Young, we're the Young and Heirs. We're the Young and Heirs at Heirs.
Compute this, Mom. Heirs Children's Store has lots of Gloria Vanderbilt jeans and shirts and lots of Gloria Vanderbilt sweaters and corduroy pants for girls and young juniors, all in super colors, all with super fit, and they all go together. Let Gloria Vanderbilt dress us for school, Mom. With prices from just $18 to $30, we'll both look good.
Going places, going far, and having fun. We're the Young and
an international commodity. Many times each year, Pat Clancy, president of the Shane Company, travels around the world to buy diamonds and other precious gems. His expertise enables him to buy quality gems direct and in large quantities, resulting in significant savings for you. In fact, your Shane Company diamond is guaranteed to appraise 20 to 40% higher than the price you pay. Or at the Shane Company, you can return your purchase for any reason whatsoever for a full refund within 30 days. Pat Clancy, he travels the world, so all you have to do is travel to the Shane Company. The Shane Company, direct diamond importers, downtown Fort Wayne at Clinton and Berry Streets, 13th floor, Anthony Wayne Bank Building. Open 7 days a week, Sundays noon till 5.
Now you've got a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company.
Dave, right over to you at 6:02.
In the news this morning, following the announcement by the United States that it would sell 18,000 tons of butter and 6,000 of cheese to Egypt, the European Commission said Friday it contested the U.S. claim that recent sales of butter and cheese to Egypt qualified as food aid. The European Commission was told on July the 18th by the U.S. State Department that the sale formed part of U.S. food aid to Egypt. EEC officials now want to see more detailed information on the sale. A commission statement said if current doubts on the U.S. qualification of the sale as food aid were confirmed by further investigation, the European Economic Community would seek recourse under General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade Procedures covering subsidized exports. In other news this morning, U.S. and Chinese negotiators reached agreement on Saturday, slightly raising China's textile exports to the United States, moving a step toward thawing chilly bilateral relations. That accord, the second textile pact between the U.S. and China, was to be initialed on Saturday after final work by Chief U.S. Negotiator Peter Murphy and his Chinese counterpart. But the session adjourned shortly after midnight Saturday without initialing the document. U.S. Officials said difficulties over the translation had delayed the signing. Murphy said on Friday that the agreement with China, the fourth largest U.S. textile supplier, would permit slightly higher growth rates for Chinese textile exports to the United States. Now, both governments must ratify the pact, which was under negotiation for a year, details of which will be released after it has been formally approved. Reports said it would be valid for 2 to 5 years. Now, China's foreign exchange earnings depend heavily on textiles, which account for about 35% of its total sales to the United States. By late 1982, China provided 11% of U.S. textile exports. Now, in Washington, State Department spokesman Sue Pittman said they are still working on the elements of the agreement. It has not been initialed. She added that the two sides had been close to an agreement for some time. Now, the U.S. textile industry and labor groups had opposed an agreement increasing Chinese textile imports, but U.S. farmers strongly pushed for an accord. Now, the previous agreement with China ended last December. Negotiations on a new accord, which had begun in August, temporarily broke off in Peking back in January. Washington then imposed quotas on 30 categories of Chinese textiles, freezing imports at existing levels. The previous agreement had covered only 14 categories. China responded by stopping purchases of U.S. soybeans, cotton, and man-made fibers, and cutting purchases of U.S. wheat. U.S. farmers argued that that was causing them worse losses than any manage that the textile industry was receiving from Chinese imports. Well, this is our Little Red Barn on the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
At 6 a.m., clear skies, 73 degrees downtown. Teachers at the East Allen County Schools have ratified a new three-year contract. A member of the teachers' negotiating team, Gene Price, says the pact calls for a 5.4% salary increase for the coming year.
We managed last year without fact-finding and this year without going to even mediation, and we're pleased that we were able to do that. We think that's a very positive step forward in our relations and in our ability to negotiate with each other.
The new agreement affects 540 teachers in Allen County's second-largest school system. With Victor Locke, I'm Van Rockefeller, WOWO News. Look for a high today of 85. It's 6:01.
Central America may be getting a step closer to peace. Salvadoran rebels say they plan peace talks with their country's government within 2 weeks. But they say that meeting would not be a result of U.S. Envoy Richard Stone's discussions yesterday with rebel leaders. A rebel spokesman says if the meeting does not take place, it'll be because of a letter written to the government peace commission by the rebels. Meanwhile, Stone is calling his talks in Central America productive.
We had a very productive day. We just come back from San Salvador, where we've had a conversation with the government leadership there. And I have a meeting with the president of Colombia, probably the foreign minister also, to discuss the Contadora process.
Today, Stone's expected to meet with Colombia's president. The American Bar Association's annual convention in Atlanta gets a special visitor today. President Ronald Reagan will use the speech there to try and clear up some image problems he's having.
The round trip to Atlanta will take just a few hours, but that's all the time President Reagan needs to again defend his record on civil rights. The president intends to explain to lawyers of the American Bar Association his firing of three Civil Rights Commission members to make room for three new controversial choices. The fairness issue, that broad political category that includes criticism of his social program cuts and his minority relations, is an issue that has grown to haunt the Reagan administration. Virtually half of all his scheduled appearances these days are designed to combat what Mr. Reagan believes is the wrong image of his presidency. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
WOWO News Time, 6:03, 7:03 in Ohio and Michigan.
A $20 per ton rebate on Co-op TCR calf feeds. You heard it right. Your Farm Bureau Co-op will give you a $20 rebate on every ton of TCR feed purchased between August 1st and September 30th. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers and encouraging dairy producers who aren't using Co-op TCR feeds to make the switch. With Co-op TCR feeds, your replacement heifers enter the milking herd earlier, so you start making money sooner. Calves on the Co-op TCR program get the nutrients and fiber needed for quick growth and early maturity. The result? TCR-fed heifers breed sooner, freshen at an earlier age, and produce more milk in the first lactation. Feed Co-op TCR feeds to your replacement heifers and get a $20 rebate on each ton you purchase. Offer good only at participating Farm Bureau Co-ops.
The Co-op, helping you help yourself.
A nice day in store, partly sunny skies, less humid with a high in the mid-80s, currently in WOWO land this Monday, the 1st of August. Indianapolis is partly cloudy, 72, no report this hour from Evansville. South Bend has clear skies and 68, here in Fort Wayne, clear skies, 69 degrees at Bearfield at 6:04. What lifestyles may you have that lead to illness or premature death? Well, a major survey to be taken this week hopes to answer that question. Parkview Regional Outreach and the Board of Health will be conducting the Health Risk Assessment Survey Saturday, August 6th through Thursday, August 11th. Survey Coordinator Diane Liverance tells Wobo News 480 people in all will be interviewed via telephone.
Questions will be lifestyle habits, stress, maybe even illnesses like blood pressure, what kind of family history did people die of heart attacks, do you smoke cigarettes, what's your use of alcohol, some kind of personal things, but people need to know it will be confidential.
The survey takes about 5 minutes to complete and all callers will identify themselves. Liverance says data will be compiled to determine if changes in existing programs or new programs are needed to help county residents improve their health habits. 40 states have already completed similar surveys. A Wauseon, Ohio man, 32-year-old David Fitzsimmons, is an apparent drowning victim following a boating accident in Lake James yesterday. Police say Fitzsimmons was in a canoe near the Pokagon Public Beach when the craft was overturned by a motorboat wake. Michael Bainey of Fort Wayne is credited with rescuing two others who were in the canoe. A 25-year-old Lima, Ohio woman died last night. On Route 65 just north of Lima, police say Sarah Meredith's car went left of center and struck another car head-on. Wobo News time, 6:05, 7:05 in Ohio and Michigan.
The government of Sri Lanka has asked the United States, Great Britain, Pakistan, and Bangladesh for pledges of assistance if events in the battered nation make it necessary. At least 239 people have died in riots and acts of murder, arson, and looting in the past week. The government of Sri Lanka has blamed the Soviet Union for inciting the violence. The Justice Department says it will send federal observers to monitor Mississippi's statewide primary elections tomorrow. The Washington Post quotes Assistant Attorney General William Bradford Reynolds as saying the department is sending more than 300 federal observers to Mississippi for the Democratic primary. A special phone service opens officially today to help the unemployed in Fort Wayne get over some of the red tape and assistance with social and government agencies.
First Call for Help, started with Jobs Bill money, is a telephone referral service designed especially to help the unemployed and poor find what service agencies in town can help them. Do you need help paying utility bills, low-cost medical care, daycare service, food, job training? Dial 426-HELP. Spokeswoman Nancy Flannery says the purpose of the program is referral and communication, not job finding.
The one thing we're getting a lot of calls about is get me a job, and we cannot do that. You know, that's not a service we can provide, but our goal is to get people to agencies that maybe can help them with that.
Since the switchboard runaway service is administering help, the 426-HELP number will be answered 24 hours a day for crisis situations, but officials encourage people to call between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. weekdays or 8 to 4 on Saturday when all the referral information will be available to those answering the phones. Linda Loesch, Wobo News.
Michigan's tourist trade could be headed for a record $10 billion year. Tim Reardon of the State Travel Bureau says the good summer weather across Michigan is helping the tourist trade. The state estimated travelers will spend 13 million person nights in Michigan hotels, resorts, and campgrounds this summer. Reardon says the Say Yes to Michigan ad campaign has also helped increase tourist dollars. Wobo News time, 6:08, 7:08 in Ohio and Michigan.
Now you can come to an old family friend for car insurance.
Irwin Fisher's in car insurance? I thought he was still in real estate.
No, your old family friend, J.C. Penney.
What's J.C. Penney got to do with insurance?
Well, have you ever stood in a store and said, I know I can get better value at Penney?
Sure, lots of times. So what?
Wouldn't you like to say the same thing about car insurance?
Thanks, but I'm already insured.
I know, but we suggest you call or bring your current policy to the J.C. Penney Insurance Center next time you're there. Unless, of course, your insurance is beyond compare.
Hardly. But haven't I heard this song before?
Probably. But even an old family friend wouldn't invite this kind of comparison if we didn't think we could serve you better. Now, would we?
Good point. But I've still got one question.
Yes?
What's any of this got to do with Urban Fisher?
J.C. Penney Auto Insurance from an old family friend.
Insurance provided by the JCPenney Casualty Insurance Company. Dial toll-free 1-800-JCP-AUTO.
In the sports in the National League, Philadelphia 5, Chicago Cubs 2, New York Mets 7, Pittsburgh 6. After 12 innings, the Mets took the second, 1-0. In the first game, Los Angeles 2, San Francisco 1. The second game, Giants 8, Dodgers 6. Philadelphia 5, Chicago Cubs 2, Montreal 6, St. Louis 5, Houston 9, Cincinnati 2, San Diego 5, Atlanta 2. In the American League, Detroit took the first one 8-6 over Kansas City. The second one, Royals over the Tigers 7-5. Baltimore 6, Texas nothing. Cleveland 16, Toronto 11, Milwaukee 7, Boston 5, New York Yankees 12, Chicago White Sox 6, California 4, Oakland nothing, Seattle 3, Minnesota 2.
From the WOWA Weather Station, meteorologist Earl Finkel.
Partly sunny skies, cooler, lower humidity. That's the good word in WOWA land for today. Middle 80s, northwest wind 10 to 18 miles an hour. Clear, calm, cool tonight. Temperature down to 60, cooler off the blacktop. Light north wind. And continue the nice low humidity and pleasant weather in the mid-80s for tomorrow on light northeasterly breezes. Wednesday, the heat moves back in the low 90s with a chance of a thunderstorm and even hotter for Thursday. Northwest and northern Indiana lakes, watch for north to northwest winds, 10 to 20 knots, rough and choppy on the waters. But the sunshine and the winds diminish tonight rapidly. Meteorologist Earl Finkel from the WOWA Weather Station.
The barometer is rising from 30.0 inches of mercury. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles an hour. Relative humidity 73% under clear skies. 69 degrees at Bear Field. It's 73 degrees downtown.
Again, WOWA's Tom Storing. East Allen County teachers have said yes to a new contract, and productive peace talks are being reported in Central America. With Victor Locke and 610, I'm Van Rockefeller, WOWA News. Now the Little Red Barn with Bob Sievers and Dave Russell.
All right, Van.
Introducing the MVP, a most valuable player on your family's nutrition team.
Colonial Bread has minerals, vitamins, and protein. It's the MVP in nutrition.
MVP, minerals, vitamins, and protein. That's the kind of good bread nutrition your family needs to win the nutrition game.
Colonial Bread, it's a name you know. For so many years, helping families grow. Colonial Bread is the MVP. With minerals, vitamins, and protein.
Yeah! Minerals, vitamins, and protein. MVP. That's what makes Colonial Bread so nutritious. But what makes it so delicious is how we make Colonial Bread. With the very best ingredients and a whole lot of pride. And that's made Colonial everybody's MVP for generations.
Colonial Bread is the MVP.
With minerals, vitamins, and protein. That's good bread.
Dave, again, to show you how rainfall amounts vary, and we said only 3,400, you know, at Bearfield yesterday. Friend just called me. He lives out near the intersection of St. Joe Road and St. Joe Center Road, and they got way over 2 inches. I think he said 2.7.
Oh, my God.
So there again, it shows you just how it varies right here, even in the Fort Wayne area. A friend down by Burns said they had 1.2, and south of Bluffton they had 2 or almost 3 inches south of Bluffton, so it varied all over our area. Right now at 12 minutes after 6 here at the Little Red Barn, here's Elvis.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder. The wonder of when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. The wonder of you.
Elvis with The Wonder of You. By the way, Rosemary Hart of Albany, Indiana, wants me to remind you, tomorrow and Wednesday, the Albany Methodist Church will have a big luncheon and rummage sale. A luncheon tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. and the big rummage sale from 8 till 5, both tomorrow and Wednesday, at the Albany, Indiana Methodist Church. Well, friends, once again, it's time for that fascinating farm-focused show held near Van Wert, Ohio, on August 2nd and 3rd. Now, that's tomorrow and Wednesday also. Gateway Harvestor Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio, is again helping to make this one of the outstanding agricultural events in the Midwest. Plan now to attend this educational show and be certain to visit the unique Gateway Harvestor exhibit area, where you'll see a full line of A.O. Smith Harvestor products, flight manure pumps, computerized feeding systems, plus batch and barrel mixers. Visit the educational booths under their giant tent. Register for valuable door prizes, no purchase necessary. The folks from Gateway Harvestor Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio, are looking forward to seeing you, so mark your calendar for August 2nd and 3rd, that's tomorrow and Wednesday, to attend the 1983 Farm Focus Show and make the Gateway exhibit your headquarters throughout the show. And Dave, if you get over there, and I know you will, say hello to Bernie Hilger for us, will you?
I sure will.
We asked hemorrhoid sufferer Don Habjan, why do you insist on Preparation H?
I'd never buy any kind of product out on the market that would not shrink hemorrhoidal tissues. And if I suffer, then Preparation H is going to be right by my side.
Doctor recommended Preparation H often gives temporary relief from pain and itch flare-ups, even helps shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissues.
Why should I buy anything that doesn't shrink hemorrhoidal tissues? I trust Preparation H. 100%.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, even helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
Hello, Independent Insurance Agency.
Hi, I'm looking for insurance for a doghouse.
A doghouse? Oh, you're kidding, sir.
Oh, it's got a sleeping loft, wall-to-wall carpeting, the works. Figured if I'm going to spend a lot of time in that doghouse, I might as well be comfortable.
You're not kidding.
I put a lot into this doghouse, and it would cost me a pretty penny to replace it.
Well, you know, you just may be barking up the right tree. The Hartford has a homeowner's policy with a special Value Right full replacement feature.
The Hartford, huh?
That's right. With Value Right, you get what it actually costs to replace your house, regardless of inflation, depreciation, or policy limits.
Hartford Homeowners Insurance with Value Right. You know, I think that's just what the doctor ordered.
The vet, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Now let's talk about cost.
Yoo-hoo, Ralphie! Listen,
the wife is calling. I'll get back to you, okay?
I wonder if he needs a leash.
Don't buy or renew homeowners insurance until you talk with an independent agent who represents the Hartford. You'll be amazed at the good deals you can get. The Hartford. Let us protect your world.
Now, Dave, where are some of the great places to be?
Bob, I think we'll just spend a couple of seconds here to talk about some of the Indiana County Fairs that are underway. Right now, it's the Huntington County Fair, now through August the 4th in Huntington. The Hamilton Fair in Noblesville is, their last day will be held tomorrow. The Montgomery Fair in Crawfordsville goes through August the 3rd. The Whitley County Fair over in Columbia City through August the 4th. Sullivan through August the 6th. Park County in Rockville through August the 7th. Spencer in Crisney through August 3rd. Henry in Newcastle through August the 5th. Jackson County in Brownstown through August the 6th. Fayette in Connersville through the 6th of August. Harrison in Corydon through August the 6th. Porter County in Valparaiso through August the 6th. Adams County Fair in Monroe now through August the 4th. Tonight it's the 4-H Cat Show plus Horse and Pony Show. The White County Fair in Reynolds through August the 5th. The Howard County Fair in Greentown through August the 6th. Kosciuszko County at Warsaw through August the 6th. By the way, the Kosciuszko County pork producers invite you folks attending the Kosciuszko County Fair to stop by their pork chop tent, which they are serving from 10 until 8 p.m. They have pork chops and pork burger sandwiches available. And the LaGrange County Fair in LaGrange goes through August the 6th. Tonight they'll have a swine carcass show and a garden tractor pull. And the St. Joseph County Fair in South Bend goes through August the 6th as well. So, Bob, that kind of gives the folks an idea of many of the county fairs going on here in Indiana anyway. And I believe the Ohio State Fair gets underway over in Ohio in the latter part of this week. And the Auglaize County Fair over at Wapakoneta likewise gets started this week.
Did I hear over the weekend the Sidney County 4-H Fair is going on too or not? Maybe you can check your calendar on
I'll have to go check.
That was at Sidney, Ohio. All right. Now, let's see. Let's have our second song of inspiration at 19 and a half minutes after 6. with Dale Evans and Roy Rogers. Today is the birthday of Mrs. Nadine Todd of Ligonier, Mr. and Mrs. Glenn Bergdahl of Route 2 Auburn, their 40th wedding anniversary. Our congratulations to the Bergdahls. And the birthday of Brenda Reed of Warsaw, Indiana. Roy and Dale now with I Found It in Jesus.
Well, everybody's looking for the good life.
Good life.
They just want to be loved and to be free. And I'm here to tell you, you can find it. 'Cause I found it, listen to me.
I found it in Jesus. I found it in Him. He gave me the good life. I found it in Him. The answer is Jesus. I found it in Him.
Once they have found Him, they're never the same. The answer is Jesus. I found it in Him. He gave me the good life. I found it in Him. Go find it in Jesus. I found it in Him. He'll give you the
stand by for Earl Finkel.
Historic Souders Furniture of Grable has slashed the price of every single item in their huge furniture store for a store-wide restoration and remodeling sale. Work has begun and furniture has to be cleared out of some areas. Other merchandise must be sold so the new floor plan merchandise can be displayed. Historic Souders of Grable has been committed for many, many years to providing furniture style and quality leadership to the Fort Wayne area. Names like Pennsylvania House, Thomasville, and Clayton Marcus, and all at low country prices. Everybody claims to have the lowest prices, but at Souders, we really work at it. If you ever find one lower, we want to know. We'll beat that price at Souders. For 76 years, Souders has brought to northeastern Indiana not only good prices, but service beyond the sale, the best quality for the price, free delivery, decorating assistance if desired, and much more. And don't forget, Souders is open every weeknight till 9 o'clock. Don't miss Souders' remodeling and restoration sale where you can save even more on fine traditional furniture. Historic Souders of Grable, Indiana's most unique furniture store.
23 past 6, past 7 in Ohio and Michigan, and time for us to get out to the Wobble Weather Station. Meteorologist Earl Finkel in with us on this first day of August for 1983. Earl, we've had reports in from listeners all over Wobble Land this morning, and boy, I'll tell you, the rain amounts vary widely.
Yep, that is great an illustration of very widely scattered variable coverage and what have you that you could possibly imagine. Some folks I talked to over the weekend say they flat got missed by all of that severe activity. Some got really drowned out. Well, it was a good indication of from Friday till Sunday in the mornings, 17/100ths of an inch here, an inch and a third over in through South Bend. A couple of heavier storms right around Allen County, 8/300ths down at Lafayette in Illinois, from about 27/100ths of an inch officially at that O'Hare reporting point. But some of their suburbs got over.